Madame Strange, Teller of the Future, by R. A. Conti. Book 3, Web of Lies, Chapter 10. Bianca had been driving all day. She was not due anywhere and felt free of concerns, worries, and obligations. All she looked forward to was pulling into a rest stop, finding a secluded spot under the trees, and enjoying a quiet night's sleep. A small group of RVs clustered at the corner of the huge parking lot. Bianca saw a spot at the edge of the blacktop and pulled in. As she turned off her motor and sat in the stillness, no sounds came from outside. She hoped the night would remain peaceful. There was a chill in the air. Bianca rarely slept in pajamas, but thought they would feel more comfortable tonight. Rummaging in her small bureau, she found an old pair of flannel pajamas, put them on, and sighed contentedly. She pulled out a CD she liked hearing after long drives. It was a collection of Carter family songs recorded in the 1930s. Bianca loved the honest and simple purity of the lyrics, tunes, and voices. She had never seen any of the places the songs were about, but she knew the kind of people whose lives the songs mentioned. Not only did she know those people, she liked them, mostly. The Carter family's era was long gone, but their truths lived on. Bianca thought those truths were eternal, but she really wasn't certain. It didn't make any difference anyway. No one was eternal. No world was eternal. Everything changed. Things got worse, but they got better, too. Bianca had learned to accept the ebb and flow of life a long time ago. She'd found her place in that flow, and was content to serve the mystery at the heart of being. The simple song spoke to her of that mystery. That was why she liked listening to them when she was alone and tired. Her deep sleep didn't last long. Someone banged on the door. "Hello? Hello? Anybody inside? I need your help, please." Bianca didn't want to leave her cozy bed, but knew she had to. She hoped she would return soon. That sleep felt good. "I need more," she thought. "Lots more." "Just a minute," she said as she found an old robe and then locked the door. "Oh, thank God you're awake," the young man said. "I really need you." "What's the problem?" "I saw the lettering on your RV. Madame Strange, Teller of the Future. I need a reading, awful bad." Oh, what time is it?" Bianca asked. "I don't know. Around midnight, I guess. I was sleeping. I'm not good with readings unless I'm rested. Couldn't we do it tomorrow morning?" "No, it must be right now. Please, just do what you can. You are my last hope." "Oh, well, since you put it that way. Come on in." They sat at Bianca's tiny kitchen table. "So what can I help you with?" "It's my sister." "Oh, is she ill? I'm sorry." "No. Has she disappeared then?" "No. So what's the problem?" "She's come back," the young man replied. "That's good, right?" "No, it's not." "Why not?" Bianca asked. "She died a year ago." "Oh." Bianca assumed she wasn't going to get any more sleep. "Do you mind if I make some coffee?" she asked. "I'll be quick." "Would you like some?" The young man shook his head. Moments later, Bianca sat down with a steaming cup of black coffee in her crystal ball. She looked at the man. "Start with your name," she said. "Jerry." "And your sister's name?" "Winnie." "Tell me about Winnie." "She left us a year ago after a battle with cancer. My parents did all they could for her. She died peacefully. Everyone she loved was with her. We gave her a small but lovely funeral. It was hard saying goodbye, but we got through it. Mom, Dad, and I cried for days, I think. I'm sorry for your family's loss, Jerry." "Did her cancer last a long time?" "No, it was fast. But we watched her suffer, and it seemed like it went on longer than it really did." "That's hard, I know." "We moved on. We told ourselves she was at peace. Her painful ordeal was over." Jerry paused. Bianca felt his uneasiness. "But it's not, is it?" "No. Something's happened." "When you say she's returned, you mean like a ghost?" "Ghosts aren't real," Jerry said. Bianca didn't want to argue with him. "Then how?" she asked. "She's here in the flesh. She eats, sleeps, talks, and remembers stuff. It's like she never went away. In fact, as near as we can tell, she doesn't know she died." "Many ghosts don't." Jerry frowned at Bianca's comment. She decided to go on. "So, why is there a problem? You have your sister back. She seems like she was before. Isn't that what you and your parents would have wanted?" "Well, yes, of course. We wish she hadn't died. But we don't know how she came back. We don't understand why it happened. It isn't natural." "And that bothers you?" "Wouldn't it bother you?" Jerry asked. Bianca didn't reply. She waited for Jerry to go on. "There's more he's not telling me," she suspected. "Jerry, I don't see what the problem is here. You have to be more specific or I can't help you. Why did you come to me?" "I tell fortunes. I don't deal with medical problems." "I wanted you to tell us our fortune." "Okay, specifically, what do you want to know?" "What's our future going to be?" "I don't know." Bianca knew her blunt admission wouldn't make Jerry leave, but she had to shock him into revealing the truth, whatever it was. You can't see anything? Jerry asked. Bianca shook her head. Nothing? He seemed disappointed. Why don't you tell me what you want me to see? Maybe there's a way I'll be able to tell you more. I want to know if she's back for good or only for a time and she'll be leaving again. Bianca looked at Jerry. He waited. That's not what you truly want to know, Jerry, is it? She said finally. Jerry looked at Bianca. He wondered if she knew something he didn't. It's not? He asked. You want to know if she's back from the dead, don't you? Well, yeah, I guess you're right. I mean, it's creepy. You want to know if she's truly your sister or some sort of trick of nature or God or maybe Satan that's playing on your family. Jerry nodded. I don't know, Jerry. I'm just a fortune teller, not a psychic. Don't you have to be a psychic to be a fortune teller? That's why you woke me up? You thought I was a psychic? I'm sorry to disappoint you. I don't understand what's happening with your sister. I don't know anyone who could help you figure this out. Okay. I'm sorry I woke you. Jerry departed, feeling let down. Bianca remained wide awake. She had made the coffee extra strong. Time for more Carter family, she thought. She switched on the CD player. The soothing music drifted through the RV. She went back to bed. The CD played through several times before Bianca fell back to sleep. A timid knock on the door awoke Bianca too early. She felt tempted to yell, "Go away," but controlled herself. Who is it? Winnie, Jerry's sister. Just a minute. Bianca got up, threw on her robe, and opened the door. Could I talk to you? Of course. Come in. They sat at Bianca's tiny kitchen table. Did you come for a reading? A reading? No. I came because I saw my brother leaving here last night. Yes, he and I spoke. About what? Winnie asked. I'm sorry, but that's confidential. Was it me? Bianca tried not to show a response. So it was. Well, okay then. There are some things you should know. I'm listening. He's been acting strange since I came back. Came back from where? Bianca asked. My brief marriage. When did you get married? About a year ago. I left with my husband. He got a new job on the West Coast, Winnie explained. What happened? He not only found a new job, he also found a new woman. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not. At least I found out early what a bastard he was. I came back home. My parents welcomed me. They tried to make me forget him and move on. But Jerry wouldn't talk to me. I couldn't understand why. We were never close, but we were always friendly toward each other. We never fought, but now he looks at me as if he's afraid of me. Does Jerry have mental problems? What do you mean? Is he on any medication? Or has he been told he should be on medication? I don't think so. Why do you ask? I think he's delusional, Bianca explained. My brother? He's always been a down-to-earth guy. Maybe you don't know him as well as you thought. Why do you say that? What did he tell you? I can't go into details, Winnie. I suggest you try to talk to him and be aware that he's very sensitive and may be troubled. Perhaps there's something else going on in his life that's affecting his relationship with you. There isn't a relationship. It's just the opposite. He treats me as if he's afraid of me or as if I don't exist. But you clearly do. Bianca got up, saw Winnie out the door, and then wondered what the hell was going on. Who are these people, she asked herself, and what kind of shit are they trying to pull?